go ahead, sir.
Oh, leave that sir behind. That's all good. Anyway, I'm just in and out tonight. I've got some family members over, but I thought I'd stop in. Didn't want to miss the check-in and chat. Not much going on in Vancouver. 40 degrees. They keep threatening us. Oh, there's going to be some snowflakes. Oh, I don't believe it, but who knows with Vancouver. Anyway, what was your question of the evening before I go?
It was, what was on the menu for you over the holidays? Do you have traditional foods, or did you change it up this year?
Traditional, we had turkey, ham, usual. I kind of really messed up, and I tell you, it was the most terrible mess up. I thought at Christmas Day, there's a store in Chinatown that's normally open. This year, they were not open, and guess what was off my menu? The Brussels sprouts. And that kind of threw a little of a tilly into the traditional meal, but next day we bought some and went for second plate, so it all worked out.
Oh, Brussels sprouts. We end up missing that this year as well. I quite like them, but that's something we did miss. Well, next time.
Yeah, well, I still got one more turkey in the freezer and a giant bone-in ham. I've got a little bit of extra, so maybe it'll be a New Year's Eve thing. I wouldn't mind trying the ham, because always the bones are good for a beautiful pea soup or something after. So, anyway, thanks for doing the net tonight, and we'll catch everyone later, 7-3.
Okay, Merlin, have a good evening. Enjoy the family get-together, 7-3.
B7 Charlie, Oscar Juliet.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Juliet, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. No traffic here. I'm just finishing up dinner and relaxing and enjoying the evening. Back to you.
Well, I'm glad you joined us. Are you up for commenting on what was on the menu for you over the holidays? Do you have traditional foods, or did you change it up this year?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I guess I changed it up because I had dinner alone this time. I didn't get together with family for various reasons. And, I'd be up for talking about that. It's nothing major, but it was different.
We had more than our share of family over this year. Well, I shouldn't say that. We had a lot of people over, but that's pretty typical. It's a large extended family, and it was our turn this year, so we got our share of that.
Copy that. Well, I don't know what happened, but it didn't happen. Usually happens at my brother's place in Richmond last couple years, but my other brother, anyway, it just didn't happen. I never got the invite, so I was quite happy to stay home, to tell you the truth. I enjoyed it. No stress having to drive, watch you drinking, driving back home on the highway, etc., etc. So, yeah, it was stress-free. Just kind of a nagging feeling that you missed out on something.
Yeah, I get that, but definitely the holidays can bring some stress. One of the things about hosting at your own place is don't have to worry about that part of it anyway. The biggest concern was making sure that the wife didn't lose her cool when things didn't go quite as well in the kitchen as they were supposed to.
Okay. Well, I can't relate to that because I'm single. The last time I invited somebody to my place for Christmas was when I had just bought my condo here. And I invited the family over for Christmas because it was close to that time. And we had dinner here. But, yeah, I could do that. I could say, hey, I'm cooking a ham or I'm cooking something anybody who wants to come is welcome. Just give me some, you know, a week's warning or so.
Well, what we have done in years, well, several years now, is a couple different people will bring stuff. Like my wife made the traditional French-Canadian stuff, and her brother brought the more traditional items over. He brought the turkey and a few other things to go along with that. So it kind of made it a little bit easier for everybody.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, kind of like a potluck sort of thing in a way. Yeah, everybody brings something. I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, we just have to organize. Well, recently it's me and my three brothers, and we're not all together. One's in Washington. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, and then there's politics.
Actually, that was something that wasn't talked about this year in our get-togethers, which was kind of refreshing for what's been going on lately. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of topics there that could come up, and it's not always pleasant conversations.
Yeah, exactly. That was part of the thing. Anyway. I don't know. It does cause issues with some families. They just, holy smokes, they're not open to conversation. I mean, you know, it's not a conversation, it's an argument, and that's, I'm just not into that. Anyway, enough of that. But I enjoyed Christmas and the birth of Christ. I went to church, and that's what it's all about. B7 Celia.
Yeah, it's got a lot of different meanings for different people, and whatever works for you is good.
All right. Anyway, thank you for letting me check it and take my check it. Thanks for doing the net, and I'll be listening. B7 Charlie Oscar Juliet.
Okay. Thanks for checking in with us, and hope to chat with you again soon.
speak up or get lost.